This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
For every question they don't want you to ask, he has the answer they don't want you to hear. He is Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. we're here live. Jack Stubbs got big breaking news from inside the White House. Joining us to cover the waterfront. We'll also open the phones up. I haven't even gotten into the great job Sean Hannity is doing. I'm going to play that coming up in the next segment. The article's up on Infowars.com. Sean Hannity saying if he finds he's been unmasked, as thousands of people that were involved with the Trump campaign are supporting the Make America Great Again operation, were surveilled by the NSA. That's come out in leaked documents about yours truly. Michael Savage, he's saying that he's going to have the mother of all lawsuits if that is indeed the case. Well, that is the case. And we've got the liberal anti-Trump media goes all in for embattled General McMaster. That's another Breitbart story. We saw the Young Turks funded by Qatar and Saudi Arabia. We've seen CNN. We've seen MSNBC. We've seen all of them defending their little darling McMaster. When Trump tried to get four different people to take the job, none of them wanted it because they knew if they were patriots, they'd be targeted. So they all dodged it. Flynn didn't dodge it. And now they're trying to get him criminally with a bunch of made-up garbage. See, Flynn wasn't involved in a dereliction of duty. And they slipped in McMaster, who it turns out is a big globalist. We've got so much coming up this hour with Jack Posobiec, who's going to ride shotgun with us. We're going to look at some of the people they've been removing from the National Security Council, and it tells you everything you need to know. But Rich Higgins describes the information warfare the Muslim Brotherhood is engaging in with the left. Rich Higgins talks about the real threat of violent extremism. This is the guy that got fired last week. He gives strategic advice to the new administration. We have California crazies who aren't so crazy. They want to tax you and control you. But if they have their radicals say, kill your pet, you shouldn't be able to have a pet, it makes it sound less radical. And they say, no, we're just going to tax you for having a pet because of the evil. They're already taxing cows in Canada and places, you know, for their flatulence. So why not tax there? And then we also have the Democrats want martial law, a very important report. We're going to get to all this today. We have the Democrat Senator Blumenthal says the Justice Department is weaponizing leak laws for its personal and political ends. Yeah, they're doing illegal leaking, and they're saying they're not going to arrest journalists like Obama did at a level never before seen in U.S. history. But then the media is demonizing the fact that if you're in the White House leaking classified stuff, that is a felony. We're going to go after you. They're going, oh, this is so tyrannical. Again, they invert everything. And I know you know that. But the big hoax is that the president's numbers are down. The big hoax is that he's not doing well in the polls. And he's come out in speeches and in tweets and said, just like during the campaign, they told you I was unpopular when I wasn't. We are bases as big and successful as ever because we're delivering on the economy, delivering on the borders, delivering crushing political correctness, and we're all coming together. We've never been stronger because that's the truth. Got to get the economy going again. We're trying. It's starting to get purchased. It's starting to get a toehold. It's starting to roar back. The elite are panicking and admittedly trying to kill it. Got to expose the fake polls. Got to expose how they're trying to legitimize in deep state the overthrow of the president. Outside of government, you've got former Reagan officials saying Trump could be gone very soon, but the swamp is preparing to try to destroy him. Another big study out, letting illegals stay costs six times more than deporting them. And there's this whole thing, and if you talk about illegals, especially that have committed crimes, being deported, you're somehow a meanie when all these other countries deport you as well. It's like America has just been guilted into the most crazy mindsets of self-hate the world's ever seen. And regardless of what they do to Trump, we have won by the fact that we've gotten so much done against the globalists.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Today I'm excited to announce that a new limited shipment of DNA Force has finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Now we've learned that the former Obama national security, Ben Rhodes, is a person of interest. What? Of the House Intelligence Committee. Plus, Congress is now questioning other Obama officials. Susan Rice, Brennan. You know, Clapper literally set the stage for this by lessening the rules of unmasking from a very few to many. And then Obama changed the rules in 2011. And then, of course, 12333, just 2 weeks before he leaves office, where intelligence now can be shared with so many more agencies than ever before, which he never wanted to live under. This is what I've been telling you about. This is what I work on day and night. This is what keeps me up at night. And Congress is questioning these Obama officials finally. And Sarah Carter. And then on top of the special counsel, the FBI. And James Comey himself. Now, and then John Solomon reporting that the former director of National Intelligence, Clapper. By the way, he got a CNN gig and James Comey gets a book deal. But Clapper made it easier for officials in the executive branch to unmask members of Congress and their staffers. And I have it on pretty good authority that I've been unmasked, and among other things. And by the way, if I find out, I am going to sanction the biggest lawsuit that I possibly can with the biggest attorneys in this country so we can do something to stop the shredding of our Constitution. I will do that because that is illegal. And if my rights are violated, we will find a way to make this happen. Anyway, and it's not happening in a bubble here. Look at all their Hillary Clinton deleting subpoenaed emails, Bleachbit, hammering devices. Where's the special counsel for that? Where's the special counsel for 20% of uranium going to Russia and Putin? You know, really, at $145 million kickback and so much other evidence of kickbacks, look at what Judicial Watch found out this week. Where's the special counsel for a DNC-paid operative meeting at the Ukrainian embassy with the Ukrainian ambassador? The Ukrainians leaking bad information and disseminating false information on Donald Trump.
Very powerful to see Sean Hannity telling it like it is. And Sean Hannity is one of the few shows that President Trump still watches. They have him totally isolated. That's been their plan all along. And you've got the Republicans raising seven times what they previously were this time a few years ago. You've got all these state houses going Republican, all these governors flipping Republican. Huge victories. The Democratic Party is being turned into a has-been kook organization, but they don't care because they're the establishment. The top Republicans were put in there. You've got this ex-Reagan official saying that the Republican leadership, that the old men on the Hill, he uses terms like that, the wise men, the never-Trumpers, the neocons are preparing to remove him outside of impeachment. Stockman, who was director of the Office of Management and Budget, ultimately the hammer of fiscal crisis and crashing stock market, which they're trying to engage in, will break any remaining loyalty of the GOP elders as they smell the 2018 elections turning into a replay of the rout of 1974. And then Donald will be gone. And well before 2018, too, I told an audience in Vancouver last Friday, and it could happen. Stockman thinks Trump's ousting will be achieved probably by a threatened invocation of the 25th Amendment by the GOP elders on the Hill. Well, this isn't Richard Nixon they're fighting with. It's Donald Trump. It's the Internet. It's the 21st century. Now, it's true that Peter Thiel is in an article today that's posted up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com. Now, it's from the fake news site BuzzFeed, so I mean, who knows if it's true? I've had BuzzFeed write articles about me that literally have almost no truth in them. I mean, there'll be something in there like Alex Jones was at the courthouse for a custody battle with his ex-wife. But that'd be the only part that was true. Only BuzzFeed and Daily Beast could be more fake than CNN. I mean, it is the standard of it. You know, PP Gate, all of it came from them. Peter Thiel has been hedging his bet on Donald Trump. And he goes on to say that he's been telling people Trump's off to a great start, but behind the scenes thinks it's 50-50 he'll be removed. Well, I think it's more than 50-50. I think right now they're planning to blow Trump's head off or drug him and say he had a mental collapse. I mean, they're on television saying they're getting ready for that. And then separately, when I and others talk about it, they go, oh, you're crazy. They had Newsweek and a bunch of other fake news publications over the weekend say, look, Jones is crazy. He says there's a plan to overthrow the president. He's completely insane. And they never quote where I'm playing clips and showing news articles where they're saying it, but in establishment publications. Then they say, oh, Jones has been changing his story. He said they were going to steal the nomination. Then he said that they were going to steal him being seated as the president. Then he said they would. Well, yeah, they've been trying all along. We've been beating them. But they've been saying we're going to steal the nomination. They've been saying they're going to have fakeless electors. And then we stood up to them, unlike Bernie Sanders with Hillary. But they act like, oh, look, he's not accurate. When I'm totally on target, that's why they can't stand it and have to engage in this alchemy where they go, okay, this guy's got our whole agenda. He's following what we're actually doing. He's warning people about the plan. And now Hannity and Limbaugh and everybody else have picked it up. And now what are we going to do? Because the public knows what we're doing. And they know our polls are fake. And they know that we're trying to break the base away from Trump. And they know that Fox News has even been turned against him. And they know that he's killed TPP and the carbon tax and secured the borders and started the wall and is trying to get the taxes cut, trying to kill Obamacare and got a good bill through, but the Republicans killed it with John McCain, who broke his word. How do we turn that around? Obamacare, that's our fault, our big screw job of them. Thank goodness they're so stupid, you know, Jonathan Gruber. How do we turn that? Well, just say it's his. Say he failed. Say he got nothing done. Put him on the cover of Newsweek with a fake photo of him with Cheetos all over him, sitting there watching TV, and say he's a slob that never did anything. He's a failure. He didn't get elected. He never was successful. He never had children. He never had businesses. Donald Trump doesn't even exist. Just like they pretty much imply Seth Rich never existed. If you even talk about him, shot in the back. They said, oh my gosh, it was incredible evil. Meanwhile, McMaster worked at Think Tank, backed by Soros-funded group, that helped Obama sell Iran nuclear deal. Yeah, they've totally double-crossed us. I mean, when you realize that once you go corrupt, once you're evil, once you decide to be evil, you automatically ally yourself with Islam because they've got more liquid cash than anybody. They're allied with the globalists, and they've got a project to... in the Western world. Clapper and all of them are horrible people. And then we find out people inside the National Security Council that discovered this are fired. We're going to play some of those interviews and speeches that really have gotten no play or no attention coming up, and ride the shotgun with us with real-time analysis of Jack Posobiec. Jack Posobiec on Twitter, Jack Posobiec, citizensfortrump.com. I want to cover the waterfront with him, the latest intel, the fight to isolate Trump, the fake polls they're putting out, the fact that Trump's launching the new Trump channel, embryonic phase, a once-a-week boil-down. Of course, CNN says it's fake news when he ran his own jobs numbers that the CBO admits are real. They blocked Drudge articles that Drudge tweeted from CNBC and AP on Eric Trump's Twitter Friday. We wrote a story about that where they said, you're not allowed to share this. This is sensitive information. So now they're just going to tell us. You can't see the jobs report. We're just going to tell you it's fake, and we're not going to let you see it. Next level deception, Jack Posobiec.
Hey, you're exactly right, Alex. And I don't know if you saw just recently, earlier today, Donald Trump tried to retweet somebody on Twitter. As soon as he retweeted it, Twitter suspended that account. So instead of actually censoring it like they did with the Eric Trump tweet, they went and suspended this guy's complete account so you can't even see what it was. There isn't even an archive of what the President Trump was trying to share to the American people. He simply is trying to get information out. Twitter goes and zaps it away. It's even worse than what they did with Eric Trump, because at least with that we could go in and we could sort of deprogram it so we could see what actually was trying to say. This one, they zapped his account. So President Trump says he wants to hear from you, and Twitter zaps it away immediately.
And what he's got to do now is he's got a screenshot. He's got a screenshot everything he's going to tweet and say, here is what I'm tweeting. So if they deep six it comes back against them.
That's right. And it's only going to further and further normalize the idea that they can control what Donald Trump says, that they can control what information Donald Trump shares. And because what they're also attempting to do behind the scenes is isolate the president's intake of information and control what information is given to him. They'll share with him the information about the job numbers. They'll share with him the information about the stock market going up. But they won't share with him the information about who's getting fired in the administration, about the Obama holders that are coming over. I've got breaking news on that. And they won't share with him information on different deals in diplomacy that they're trying to make with foreign policy. So he tries to go and do something on China, for example. They turn around and said, oh, no, you can't do that. We already made a deal with the Chinese behind your back. And he says, what are you talking about? And they show it to him then.
That's right. We're going to break all this down, what's behind the McMaster situation. But doesn't the Young Turks and CNN get... and MSNBC, when they fully endorsed him last week and protect him from you and Cernovich and myself and Breitbart and everybody else, just exposing that he's worse than Brennan, not officially converted to Islam like Brennan, but pretty much so. I mean, that he's totally sold out. don't they understand that when they super endorsed him, that no matter how they try to isolate the president, that's never going to work? Jack Posobiec, we're going to come back to him to break down what's really behind McMaster and so much more. And then clips of the individual from the National Security Council, formerly strategist for the Pentagon, that's got them so scared because he's got their number. He discovered the Obama holdovers, Islamicists.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
It's time to get greedy. A real zinc shortage is upon us. The Wall Street Journal says zinc supplies are down to 3 weeks. Mine supply is struggling to meet demand. And no major discoveries in the last 22 years. What's it mean for you? Keith Neumeyer, who's made hundreds of millions investing in hard asset mining plays, is making his biggest call yet. Download a special zinc report at futuremoneytrends.com/Z. Don't wait. Get your special zinc report today at futuremoneytrends.com/Z.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You see, there's always been such subterfuge in our government in the last 30, 40 years, particularly, that different power factions would battle over manipulating the special interest. And now President Trump has come in, gotten rid of all the lobbyists, and literally now looks at each thing about what is fair and what is good for the economy and what is good for security. It is the most pragmatic, direct, honest, good governing I've ever seen. And when he makes mistakes, he finds out about it and changes it. He doesn't flip-flop. He says, I was wrong, and changes it. It's so refreshing. And the special interests that had hijacked and were running this country and who were dominating the globe through our treasure, through our energy, have sold out to radical Islam, have sold out to communist China. They're the traitors, and they are now panicking that Trump's dismantled this. You know, you tell Trump, sir, they're in the New York Times saying they're spying on you. Then he says, hey, don't spy on me. And they go, we never did that. And he goes, here's the New York Times. Then they say, oh, he's wrong. We never said that. As if we don't have the cover of the New York Times. They talk to us like we're morons. It's called gaslighting. Now, this is a short segment, long segment coming up with Jack Posobiec. I want to walk through all this because a lot of smart people, quote smart, are hedging their bets. When you get something this real, you don't hedge your bets, you're all in, especially when there's no hedging your bet. Going along with the globalists doesn't mean they pat you on the head and you get a seat at the table. It just means you're delusional when you stand around at church or the water cooler and go, yeah, I'm kind of mad at Trump, too. And you buy into all the backbiting when he is epically carrying this country on his shoulders. I cannot help but admire President Trump, and I want to salute and thank all of you that are praying for President Trump and ask you to pray for us as well, because we are changing the world together. We are beginning to turn the corner, and this is such a historic fight, and it's a test of mind control. Can media mind control break the back of the people and stop this revolution? And the answer is no. The question is, do we defeat them right now and have a big, huge win and society turn around? Or is Trump just a beachhead? They destroy him. We move forward. Populism awakens. Globalism's in trouble, crippled, and we move forward from there. They fight back with authoritarianism to try to shut us down. It'll probably go hot. I don't want to go down that road, but we don't have a choice. Either way, we fight, we win. Jack Posobiec.
You're absolutely right, Alex. And what Peter Thiel was saying, I think that BuzzFeed is really taking him out of context here. He was saying that the fight against the deep state, the fight against the entrenched establishment, is harder than he thought it would be. It is fiercer than he thought it would be. And that is why he sees them fighting so hard and sees President Trump fighting back against them as hard. You know, you talk about these warrantless wiretaps and FISA courts. Who set up the warrantless wiretap system? Why, it was Robert Mueller. The same Robert Mueller we're now told is the independent special counsel who's investigating this Russia stuff, and that there's no ties or bias to him whatsoever. This is the same Robert Mueller who was tied to the wireless wiretapping, the same Robert Mueller who was tied to Iraq WMD, the anthrax hoax where they actually...
He's hoax Mueller. He's the opposite of independent. He's the opposite of independent.
You're right. And now we're told to forget all of that. It's like the entire mainstream media has amnesia when they talk about him. Because they come up and say, well, he's completely independent, and, you know, he's like Jimmy Stewart there in Washington as a G-man. No, I would say he's more like J. Edgar Hoover when it comes to the FBI.
Using blackmail, really using sure control, absolutely.
Yeah. And I'm not even really sure he ever really gave up the reins of the FBI to James Comey. Remember, he stayed there for 2 extra years after Obama came into power. He asked him to stay on for 2 extra years and then handed over to his very good friend James Comey. His and Comey's relationship has been described in D.C. as one of the closest relationships of any two members of the intelligence community, law enforcement community. So they have been thick as thieves.
It's an evil power group. It's an evil, unconstitutional, little wannabe coup group that really thinks so much of themselves. And that's what I hate, man. I want to see this evil power over America broken. Don't you? Aren't you sick of the cabals and the Clintons and all these globalists that are so arrogant?
It's ridiculous. They're going to send somebody out here, someone who's working for the Bush administration, someone who's tied to the Clintons as well, and they're going to tell us that we have to listen to him as well, because we see what's going on. We see the establishment going up against Trump. They call Trump a traitor while they're trying to overthrow the democratically elected government of the United States, period. It's disgusting.
All right, we got a long segment coming up. I want to really, because I've done a lot of research, you've done a lot of research, and I saw the stuff about McMaster. I knew a lot of it, but I spent probably 8 hours off and on this weekend, or more. I guess I did more research Sunday. I did like 10 hours research. I had to on him, and it was just it was a rabbit hole. I just, right when you think you know it all, it gets 10 times worse. I mean, McMaster is just nightmarish. But through who he's fired, it gives you a window into exactly the type of nasty Islamicist agents we're dealing with. I mean, they buy these guys off, folks, and they are.
Alex Jones and the
They just want to blow up Western civilization, just like they blow up all the churches.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Get up here and I tell you, hey, spread our videos, spread our articles, and we'll change the world together. And I'm just saying that. It's really happening. And they admittedly, Google's hired private companies to try to delist us on the internet. They've got groups out there claiming our information is bots. And so they'll just delist our videos or block our tweets. They've just done the same thing to Trump today because a tweet got through that he could see at the top, because they have it set where only negative tweets get to the top using real bots, Facebook, Twitter, Google. They all admit to using them against Trump. And then so somebody did use a bot to be able to get around that and vote it up so that he could see it. So they deleted that person's account saying, you used a system to beat our AI. Remember our Google bomb that listeners developed? For every day I could control the search results on Google. I would only use it like every few weeks, though. I should have used it every day. Because after 3 years of Google bombs, they changed the entire Google algorithm to stop us. Remember that? Now, sure, we had millions of listeners. You were searching the term. But Then they started trying to block us in real time, so programmers came up with bots that would hammer the term thousands of times a second per bot entry, basically, and so they learned to block those. Well, they use the exact same stuff, but many times more sophisticated against us. But nothing can stop you calling into C-SPAN and plugging InfoWars.com. Nothing can stop you from working into the conversation saying, I think InfoWars.com is the real news. That's why it's cutting edge. That's why it's exposing the dinosaur media that's collapsing. What do you think? You know, bringing into the conversations, calling into national talk radio, calling in to CNN, calling into these programs, letting them know you're awake, spreading our articles, our videos. It's changing the world. But also remembering that when you financially support us, getting products like high-quality water filtration, air filtration systems, supplements, nutraceuticals, Patriot apparel, books, films, you name it, like Milo's new book. When you buy from us, you get really good deals, products you need, and it makes the tip of the spear possible. Because we're not funded by George Soros. We didn't get a couple $1 billion like NBC's parent company for MSNBC and CNBC to give Rachel Maddow a raise. We don't get globalist money. We just find the best products out there. Like Alexa Breeze, we were going to stop having this at 25% off because already at $219 for this space-age air filtration system. Just a few years ago when we first offered it, it was like $800 a unit for similar units. We were offering for $250. Now they're $219 normally. They're $149. No one can top a deal like this. And it was so popular. It was a big sale. So a lot of folks asked us to bring it back. The manufacturer asked us to bring it back because it's so successful. They've given us a great deal on it or we wouldn't make any money at this price. I can tell you that's how discounted it is. So the manufacturers had to give us the super, super low price to basically be like, they're making like $5 or something on it at this price. And we're making like, you know, $30-$40, which we need to make to fund the operation. So Alexa Pure Breeze, a great deal at $219, $149 right now. At InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the 1776 specials we're running throughout the month. Brain Force, 55% off, 1776. Survival Shield, the Amazing X2, 1776. Great way to stockpile that. Secret 12, Methylcobalamin, Organic B12, 1776. It's never been easier to get these high-quality products and support the broadcast. And if you sign up for AutoShip every 15 days, every 30, every 60, every 90, cancel anytime, no charge. It's an additional 10% off. That way you get it over and over and over and over and over again and don't have to continue to redo it each time when you forget, and you get the discount. So that way it's like a tithe. It's like a commitment to support the broadcast. By the way, it has 4.8 stars, Secret 12. 2,499 reviews, 4.8 stars with Power Reviews, one of the biggest third-party sites out there. Unbelievable. Thank you all for your support. You understand this is a war. Now, going back to Jack Posobiec, everybody should follow on Twitter at Jack Posobiec, citizensfortrump.com. Investigative journalist, more and more doing great reportage for us as well up there in D.C., Bold Fighter. Let's get into the big issue here. This window into how they plan to bring down Trump, the hoax they're selling, just like Hillary couldn't be beaten, he's going to be taken out. Their bold statements that they're preparing to just remove him in some type of coup. They have to go public with it. People say, why have a public coup? Because they have to legitimize it in the minds of media, the public, and the people that they're trying to get ready for this coup. You talk about dangerous. Separation of powers. The president has a right to fight this coup. In fact, he has a duty. But they're going to say that's a terrorist operation. They're going to seize control of the media with the Obama kill switch. That's why they're isolating the president. It's why Twitter's censoring him. Meanwhile, McMaster worked at Think Tank, backed by Soros-funded group that helped Obama sell Iran deal. That's the latest from Breitbart today, showing Bannon's fighting back, showing Bannon's true colors, that he is a patriot. Deep State's going to kill the president. Alex Jones, Newsweek. Report, McMaster fired National Security Council official for pinning memo on globalists and their alliance with Islam. And it explains the whole thing. We're going to play in the next hour, link the excerpts of that. But let's walk through why a top FBI agent warns McMaster is the enemy camp. I mean, you think we just had Brennan over the CIA that's converted to Wahhabism? Folks, you think Mueller took Islam, radical Islam, off the list of terrorism and made it Christians being the number one threat group with no evidence? Because this didn't just happen overnight. There's 1.5 billion Muslims. There's going to be 3 billion by 2027, 10 years from now, 2026. The globalists have made their bet. We've been domesticated. We've been made weak. Now they're bringing in military-age men. They're putting them in the positions of power. Europe's already falling. I have to say to a lot of the hardcore right-wingers who said this 20 years ago, I thought you were nuts about caliphate, about Sharia law, because I couldn't imagine even our own evil elite would do something this crazy. But they hate Christianity so much and are so committed that they funded ISIS and Al-Qaeda that blew up thousands of churches in the Middle East the last 6 years under Obama, the Muslim Brotherhood, his cousin, Odinga, all of it. It's come out in court. This was an actual super double cross. And now we're in red level crisis and they're sabotaging the military with trannies and sex changes to sabotage it. Jack Posobiec, while defending Islamists, throwing gay people off buildings. Jack, lay this out for us, your report, why you're really here on McMaster.
One of the top things that I can break today, and my sources confirmed to me that there are four people on the NSC that are still on the NSC. Not only are they holdovers from the Obama administration, but these people are direct reports to Ben Rhodes, the former Obama security advisor. So they were people that were directly working for Ben Rhodes. Ben Rhodes, as we know, is still in communication with Barack Obama. So for all intents and purposes, you can say that these people are working on the NSC, but are still able to get information back to Barack Obama. It's Abigail Grace, Fernando Kutz, Andrea Hall, and Mary Lynn, four members, each special assistant in different sections of the NSC, special assistant.
They're all over the key hiring. So that's how they create the log jams.
Right. And so they will prevent anyone from being hired that is with the Trump, that was with the Trump campaign, that is with Trump in terms of ideology, like Rich Higgins was. And if they find out that someone was like Rich Higgins, Katie McFarland, Tara Dahl, Derek Harvey, they're immediately sent out. And the main reason these people are sent out is because they are able to get information to President Trump that they don't want getting to him. They want to control his information. That's why we're hearing now the closed door of the Oval Office, shutting the door of the Oval Office. Kelly behind that saying they're going to censor his tweets, saying they don't want President Trump looking at Twitter. They don't want him going to that. They're going to check with his tweets before they put it out. So they're going to write his tweets for him. And numerous reports that have been coming out as well saying that the statement that was put out last Friday night, very late last Friday night, on H.R. McMaster in defense of him was not written by the president, nor was it seen even by the president, that it was put out in his name, multiple accounts.
And by the way, I got that Sunday when I saw it, and Saturday, and talked to top people. And indeed, I've never even said that on air because I didn't want to give up any sources. I guess now it's safe to bring that out. The president never saw that while he was in New Jersey. They just are doing whatever they want, already acting like he's a buffoon, incontinent, already acting like, you know, he needs to be put in a nursing home when he's sharper than all of them put together. They're already behaving with total belligerence. And what about the reports that McMaster constantly trashes Trump to everybody, loving being a darling of the media?
Well, McMaster is going around and telling, you know, the president will have a phone call with somebody, and then McMaster will call his counterpart and completely countermand everything the president said about it. McMaster will call and essentially make statements that are completely at odds with what the president just said, and in times in public will go forward and correct, as he called it with his own words, correct the president. One specific example.
How do we stop President McMaster after you make your point? Sorry.
Sure. We've got to be able to get information to President Trump, whether that's through emissaries, bringing him actual memos, actual documentation into the Oval Office, meeting him personally, either at Trump Tower. He says he's going to be there this week for meetings, going and getting the information directly to him, and people via social media. They can't stop Trump from getting on social media. So people going on there, until you're banned, until your account is banned and killed down, you've got a voice. You can use that social media as a two-way street of communication between you and the president. He's going to see it. We saw one woman, a black conservative, who was trying to get her message to the president. She got one message to him. He retweets her, and immediately she was suspended. So the president saw her, and immediately Twitter decided to shut her down. That is what they're trying to do, and that's why it's so important for us to reach out directly to the president.
They want to cut the people off from the president. They want to put him like in the Forbidden City, like they did with Chinese emperors, and totally control him. I mean, this is epic to watch. And they admit their strategy is to isolate him, to bring him down. I mean, this is incredible. What do you think the president should do?
I think the president at this point should absolutely fire Bob Mueller. People are making connections back to Archibald Cox and Richard Nixon, the Saturday Night Massacre. I think if anyone should go, it's Robert Mueller at this point. He stands as someone who is not independent, who is absolutely not independent of the process. He's been involved since pre-9/11 with the federal government, with the federal administration and establishment.
And it'll be seen as strength to get rid of him before they crash the economy.
Right, before they crash the economy, before they're able to essentially, what they want to do with this grand jury is find a way to trump up charges against the president and bring an indictment, or they'll say, we're going to bring an indictment against you, we've got some documents, whether they be true or not, and they're going to ask for the president's resignation. And they're trying to just spin the wheels and tell him everything is going fine up until they get to that point. That is Mueller's endgame. That's the deep state's endgame.
Exact same thing they've been using against Netanyahu.
Someone else.
Exact same thing they've been using against Netanyahu.
Yes. They want to make him completely inundated with scandal after scandal so that their agenda can't actually be passed. They can't get any of the executive orders out. They can't get legislation passed. Think about it, Alex. Why haven't we seen legislation for the wall, for infrastructure, for tax cuts? They're doing all of this to prevent President Trump's agenda from getting put into place because that's the scariest thing possible to this power elite that's out there.
And then they turn around and run another fake Newsweek cover, not the one where they said Hillary was the president and had how she won and photos of her winning that night, all fake. They have a new one of him photoshopped in a chair lazy, and it says zero accomplishments. No, zero accomplishments with the traitors in Congress through the executive devastating victories, the economy coming back, the border getting secured, the TPP killed, the carbon tax killed, America open for business again.
Hey, when I saw that cover, I thought it was Mad Magazine instead of Newsweek. I guess we should call it Fake Newsweek for now. I mean, this is the same media
that
a few weeks ago, Fake Week, was telling us how President Trump's hectic work schedule was making them all tired. If there's anything they want to accuse the president of being lazy, is certainly not one of them. This is a guy 2-3 hours of sleep at night, if that. He's constantly working. He's constantly on the phone. And he's been on record for doing that throughout the campaign and the early days of the administration. So for Newsweek to come out and say it's news to put up a Mad Magazine cover of him, it's ridiculous. Even other journalists and people that are still trying to hold on to some semblance of independence in the industry are saying it's a completely ridiculous attack on the president.
Well, Jack, that's the thing for me. I watch CNN and MSNBC now. It's such upside-down world cartoon level that I don't even know what they're doing. I mean, I played a clip last hour of CNN saying that the new video service, the new news service he's launched, finally at the beginning of the Fireside Chats that we know was heavily pushed by the outgoing head of communication, Scaramucci, they're saying, oh, look, fake news. He's claiming he has good jobs numbers, and he's putting it out. That's not fake news. That was true.
Yeah, that's the Labor Department report. The Labor Department report said 1.07 million jobs in
the first six months.
We've also seen the new deals, the companies
four,
that
five.
Are coming in, Carrier refusing to go to Mexico, Foxconn now coming in, putting a $10 billion factory in Wisconsin. This is not fake. We've all seen it, and we're all seeing it. However, I would suggest, and I think it's a great step in the right direction with these fireside chats, that the story needs to be told better. I don't want to just see somebody sitting there reporting the news. I want to actually see let's start showing these factories being built. Let's see the president and these leaders of industry signing these deals, signing these agreements. Show the people what's going on. Don't just give me a number. Show me the people going back to work. Show me the people what's going on. Let's show, the shovel full of sand down at the border with the wall being built. I think once the president knows the power of visual persuasion, and we know Donald Trump knows this power, they're doing everything they can to keep him away from his mouthpiece too directly.
Exactly.
People, and that's why he has to make his own.
And they're acting like it's dirty and bad and crazy that he would once a week have a program showing their accomplishments as they block on Twitter Drudge showing the jobs numbers from the federal government. I mean, they're doing everything they can to kill this economy. Jack Posobiec, let's specifically look here at, because I'm going to play some of this coming up in the next hour after you're gone, of an actual interview that Rich Higgins from the Pentagon brought in by General Flynn about the left's alliance with Islam and the globalists and how it's planned out and how they're working as good cop, bad cop in an overall plan to overthrow our system of government. And he actually goes through all of it. And that's what they're so scared of, and that's what McMaster fired him for, because he understands the plan. One strength the plan has is it's so dastardly, it's so over the top, it's so evil, it's so cunning that we have trouble even believing it's this ridiculous. But it's really happening.
And Rich Higgins is someone as well, Alex, who was there as a strategic planner. His specific job was to look at different things that are going on in the world and try to make sense of it and try to say where it's going to be in 20 years and 30 years. So he was literally doing his job on the National Security Council and stating, this is what I think the enemy's strategic vision is for the United States. You can agree with it or disagree with it, but this is how I'm going to write it up. Why would anyone fire somebody for doing their job when it comes to that sense? He was doing his job. He shared his memo out with people at the administration. The minute McMaster found out about it, he got rid of him. So it seems that he may have been doing his job a little bit too well, Alex.
It's just incredible when I research this, and big parts of an interview that's gotten no play are coming up in the next hour. Roger Stone's going to pop in as well. I will open the phones up then, but we have just got to look at one more segment with you, Posobiec, because we just calmly talk about Brennan and all these people talking about removing the president outside of law but through a coup. How are they going to try this coup, and what happens if they do?
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at ProCoinCurrency.net. That's ProCoinCurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
I've got some really good news. Anti-gun activists face bankruptcy
today.
after filing frivolous lawsuits. Now, the good news is that they face bankruptcy. The good news is their lawsuit was thrown out, and all the lawsuits are being thrown out against gun manufacturers when somebody on Prozac who illegally gets a gun or another serotonin reuptake inhibitor goes and kills some people. That's not the fault of the gun maker or the gun shop. If they sold the firearm legally. Just like if a nutball goes and gets a Ford Civic or a Chevy Tahoe and runs over to a crowd of people, do you sue Chevy? And the shareholders? No. You execute the guy that did it if he did it on purpose. Or you throw him in prison. You don't sue the car maker. That's coming up. Now, Jack Posobiec, my job is to beat the drum on issues and force them out into consciousness. This isn't your normal entertainment radio show. Everybody knows that. This is a organic, patriot, military operation against the globalist from behind enemy lines in occupied North America. We say that. It's not a joke. It's not theatrics. We still haven't gotten the country back. We've got major beachheads. We've launched major offensives. But we're in the middle of the fight of our lives globally. There's a fight against globalism as well, as you know. We've got a lot of other fellow patriots around the planet, from Brazil to the UK to you name it, to Catalonia to Russia, fighting the same fight. But just in closing, they're all over the place saying kill him, overthrow him, removing COG, 25th Amendment. They really are planning to make the move, I believe, soon. A, do you believe that? C, how might they do it? What do we do if they blow his head off? They're going to try to activate riots nationwide. I mean, I just can't believe we're in this position. I think Trump and the Justice Department have to move against him.
Alex, that's their game plan, and that's their end game for all of this. They want the president to either resign on his own, or they're going to try to bring some kind of charges against him, fake charges that are completely without merit. If they do that, this is not going to be like the 1970s. This is going to be much, much worse, because half of the country has seen for the past 2 years the vilification of this man, a private citizen at first, trying to do the right thing for his country. The entire establishment of the Beltway, the entire media has gone against him. If Trump had done something wrong that was that egregious, by now, believe me, Alex, I think we'd know it. So half of the country knows how hard he is fighting. That half of the country is not going to slink away quietly if they go to take out the president, whether by physical means or by some kind of legal means. They're going to be very upset. They're going to be out in the streets, hopefully peacefully rioting peacefully protesting. But it would be very hard for them to be quieted if President Trump is taken out like that.
And also, they're trying to bully us with boycotts and don't let libertarian or nationalist or conservative groups have e-commerce or websites. It's time for everyone to look at what they're buying, who they're shopping with, and religiously do not spend money with globalist operations. Break with it. Go through the extra trouble. Pay a little more wherever you are to get products you need to not support globalists like Bezos and Amazon. We got off Amazon a few years ago, even though we were funding ourselves and selling a lot of stuff, because they're just an anti-gun, anti-free speech, anti-American group. They own the Washington Post, waging war on America. And you know, these are enemies. These are absolute enemies. But again, pull your money and support from the enemy and financially support the liberty movement. If we do that as the producers, we will break the enemies back.
Exactly, Alex. You've got to go to their sources of money. You've got to go to where their pockets come from. You know, people say this all the time. Oh, I've just got a Twitter account. I've got a Facebook. What can I do? We're up against billionaires in this thing. They're putting so many dollars behind this. They have so many resources at their command. But what they don't have are people. We have the people on our side, and we have the truth on our side. And with that ability, with that framework in place, no matter what they throw at us, we are always going
to... That's right. As long as you stay focused and in the fight, absolutely, Jack Posobiec, amazing. It's the truth. You are engaging the globalists. You, whether you like it or not. But it's not work. Do you feel the electricity?